Educating and informing citizens and talking about the importance of voting are just some of the goals of In the Public Interest here on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and once again, we team up with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area to talk about democracy and what roles we, the voters, can play to influence the world around us. And this week, we're talking about one of the League's many community activities, and that is holding public forums with candidates so voters can be better informed. And here to talk about that is Donna Crutter, a League member on the board of directors, and one of her roles is to oversee voter services programs. Welcome, Donna.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about what exactly you're doing.
Basically, right now, what I'm doing is trying to get off the ground for the primary about 8 different candidate forums so that, obviously, what you just said, we want some informed voters. We don't want just voters. We want people to understand what they're voting for and why.
And those 8 forums are for voters in our Washtenaw County area, right?
Absolutely. They're held over at CTN and at their studios on South Industrial. And they go out to sometimes about 8,000 people who watch the different forums that are filmed.
The League has been organizing candidate forums for local elections for years. So tell us a little bit, what are they? What happens at a candidate forum?
For example, the first night that we're having our forum on the June 25th is the mayor race is first, and then the wards follow.
Ann Arbor?
Yes. Okay. With CTN, we're pretty much concentrated on Ann Arbor.
Okay.
But we have other forums going on with co-sponsorships with other people in Ypsilanti, in Tecumseh and Brighton. But the forums consist of the candidates who come together. It's not a debate. So what we try to do is make this as formal and informative as possible. The candidates answer at least 6 to 8 questions. They get about 1.5 to 2 minutes to answer. They don't go back and forth with each other. We try to keep them on track. We have a moderator and we have timers, things like that. And we try to use questions that come from a variety of sources. I've tried to create a kitchen cabinet, so to speak, of people coming from all walks of life that can talk and articulate what their concerns are. And we turn them into questions for the candidates to answer.
So this is televised on CTN.
It is televised. It is live the night that we do it. It comes back on track the next day, and then it's shown until the actual election.
Can local residents attend the forums and ask questions directly?
It depends on where these forums are.
Okay.
The forums that are being held in Ypsilanti will have a live audience, the same thing in Brighton. Ours at the CTN studios only allow for about 20 people to come in because of the large broadcast that will be going on. We have a very small audience. And there isn't any trick to this because, for one thing, I was looking at the issues again. I'm really starting on the questions right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at the issues. And I thought, you know, 2 years ago when I used to work at the forums, just work at them, a lot of the issues are exactly the same because they're the big issues and they can't be resolved in a year's time or 2 years' time. They take a little bit different direction often. And then there's some new ones that have cropped up. And I think that being new to the job that I'm doing, I've been able to bring in people that probably haven't had a voice before. And so I'm really excited about that.
What do you mean?
To create the questions.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is anyone welcome to send a question?
Oh, absolutely. They can do that.
How could they do that? Email you, the
League
of Women Voters of
absolutely.
Ann Arbor area?
Yeah.
We are speaking to Donna Crutter. She is a board member about the candidate forums. And how often do you do these? Is it just based on the election?
Right, just on the election.
And
so we are doing the primary, and then we'll probably do even more forums when it comes to the November election. I would also have to say, there's no two ways about it, that people are looking more to different types of social media, and that one of the questions that I would actually ask a lot of the candidates would be, what are they doing to make their views known to the candidate? If they don't have a website or they don't have, something that they're able to articulate what they stand for. Ours is a tiny slice, and they need to get broader in the distribution of their information.
So you get pretty good cooperation and participation from the candidates.
The candidates love this. I was really surprised. They're just thrilled that we're doing this. It gives them a forum. And ours isn't hard-hitting or nothing ever gets ugly. I think someone asked me what are memorable moments. And Greg McDonald, who heads the CTN studios, said to me, I think the most memorable thing is that the microphones fell off. But he said they're so well run and candidates are very, very civil to one another. And so it really helps. It makes it go very smoothly.
But they're informative and worthwhile.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now you've got these candidate forums coming up. Do you do them on ballot proposals and initiatives as well?
We'll probably do one or two ballot proposals. I'm not sure. We wait until after the primary because usually at that point, that's when your ballots are verified and that we'll know what is going on. Also, we try to do as many local ballot proposals, but there are some that are out there that everybody says that the people would like to hear a debate on the marijuana.
I was going
to
say,
yeah, right. It's always something along those lines.
There's a big one coming up in November, statewide,
right.
Legalizing recreational use of marijuana in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you'll do something with that?
I'm not sure. You know, our debates have centered around the high school debate teams. And we tried to keep it local, you know, thinking that that would be easier for them to collect information and stuff. But it'll really be up to probably some members of the league to make the decision and then to go and see about the high schools. Up to this point, we've worked with Ypsilanti and Saline. And so I'm looking forward to looking at that.
And I know the league's involved in another ballot issue coming
up. Promote the vote. Yes, right. Right now, the league is very involved in the gerrymandering one, where we have presentations all over the county trying to tell voters what it entails, et cetera. So both of those would be things that we might concentrate on. But until the primary is done, I probably won't know.
Well, you've been organizing the league's candidate forums for about 6 months now, right?
Well, I've been in the position of the voter services rep on the board, actually just for a month, but
okay.
I've been attending the meetings, and I was part of the forums as a helper, so to speak.
With all these candidates and all these issues, it seems like you're going to be pretty busy for the next few months.
I am. Well, I'm hoping for a break on July 9th. That's the last of our candidate forums. And I'll be training. It was really interesting. Susan Woolley, who is our communications director, you've had her.
Yes.
She said, "Do you need any help, Donna?" And I said, "Yeah, it'd be great if you put something in the newsletter and ask some of the league members if they'd be willing to be greeters, timers, moderators, and MCs. So she puts it in last week, and I had 35 people respond.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I was
good.
Overwhelmed. So once the primaries are over, then my planning for the primaries is over, then I'm going to be getting all those people together. And that means we could create more forums, you know, depending on the number of people who can help.
A lot of work, a lot of organizing, but it's intended to keep the voters informed. And we're talking candidate forums with Donna Crutter of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thank you so much for joining us on In the Public Interest.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate it.